just want to kind of capture the docs and a couple of the chefs that are a part of this team and just ask them a few questions.
Everybody's asking me about keto carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
That is the hot topic, isn't it?
And why is that?
And
because there's a study here, a study
there's
there.
There's all kinds of studies.
Yeah.
People have results. But, you know, amazingly, I was just having dinner with somebody here last night, and he told me, he said, I was so successful in keto carnivore, I lost 30 pounds, but I gained it all back and more.
Whatever you can think that you need, that you want sweetened.
Yeah.
It's a great substitute for sugar.
Unfortunately, I think the number one problem I see in my medical practice is insulin resistance, you know,
right.
Type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, fatty liver. And so really helping patients focus on that, because those really are foodborne illnesses, right?
It is. What does Chef Karen Dugan have in her kitchen that she cannot live without?
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. I just returned from an event where I have been a part of this event for 13 and a half years. Yes, I'm going to throw in that half. But we have such an incredible team. We have so much fun. It's like a family. And all the people, almost all, that I interviewed, I just had four actually, that I did a quick little segment with, have been on this show before. And I will actually leave links of those particular shows in the show notes because those are incredible interviews. But I just wanted to kind of capture the docs and a couple of the chefs that are a part of this team and just ask them a few questions, like what's on their mind and what are they doing these days and what are kind of their staples, their go-to meal, or what's their favorite spice, or what's their favorite appliance in the kitchen? Just kind of fun questions like that. So I hope you find it entertaining and maybe get a few tips and some good nuggets from this podcast. Enjoy the show. All right, I am here with my dear friend, actually my brother from another mother.
That's right.
Dr. Scott Stoll.
Thanks, Wendy.
And okay, so I just wanted to ask you, what are you really honing in on right now? What are you sharing? What are you teaching? I know you teach a lot, but what has like kind of been something that's right now, something that people are asking and you are like, I've got an answer for that. What is it?
Everybody's asking me about keto carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
That is the hot topic, isn't it?
And why is that?
And
because there's a study here, a study
there's
there.
There's all kinds of studies.
Yeah.
People have results. But amazingly, I was just having dinner with somebody here last night. And he told me, he said, I was so successful in keto carnivore, I lost 30 pounds, but I gained it all back and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's interested in keto carnivore. And I think I can give a short answer of why it works. So when you go on a keto carnivore diet, you shift your body into an adaptive state, which is meant to be a survival state.
Mm.
And that is ketosis. And we can get to ketosis through a diet that includes high meat, high fat. And we can get into ketosis through fasting.
Mm-hmm.
We get into ketosis through a low calorie diet of plants. And you can get into ketosis with fat from plants like avocados.
Right.
But you shift yourself into ketosis and it's an adaptive state where your body actually reduces inflammation and goes into kind of a temporary regenerative state. The other thing that happens is because you don't eat any glucose, your blood sugar goes down. So everybody thinks that their blood sugars are better and they come off of their diabetic medications.
Right.
But your body was meant to use glucose as a primary substrate for energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute you go back on your diet with glucose, your blood sugars go up. Why do they go up? Because you have put fat into your muscle and your liver, which disrupts insulin signaling and you've increased insulin resistance. And the other reason people lose weight is they, you know, when you eat meat and fat, you have early satiety or fullness. And so the studies all show that people generally eat fewer calories. So it's a calorie deficient diet. So they're losing weight because they're not eating that many calories.
And they're lacking so many nutrients and
your body
vitamins
needs
and, oh my goodness.
More than 90 different nutrients every day.
Yeah.
And you're not getting those nutrients. Your microbiome is not getting fiber. And there are tens of thousands of studies that show the benefit of plants and fiber in your general health. So it is a, you know, it's an adaptive diet that does lead to weight loss, that does lead to improved blood sugars. It's not sustainable. It's temporary, and it's not a lifestyle. And in that kind of a situation, you're setting yourself up for failure by doing these kind of temporary diets.
Oh, wow. You did that in like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. That's pretty impressive. Okay. Well, then let's go with a fun question. Because you are whole food plant-based, just like I am. I've got some staples in my kitchen that I like to cook with. What can you not live without? Like it can, it has to be in your refrigerator. It needs to be in your cupboard. What do you love?
I mean, I always have greens.
Yes.
I always have berries.
Yes.
I always have some mushrooms. I have onions. Always have onions. I always have garlic. I have beans in my pantry. Yeah. I have spices like turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, matcha.
Those
I love
are
my
your
matcha
go-to.
In the
yeah,
morning. I
yeah.
love that in the morning. I always have a bunch of vegetables, and a lot of times I buy cut vegetables: broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, asparagus.
Yeah.
I always have some quinoa and rice in my pantry. And what else?
What about your favorite?
Steel-cut oats.
Steel-cut oats.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's
have
a
some
must.
Steel-cut oats.
What about like your favorite appliance for the kitchen?
Vitamix. Oh,
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, always
Vitamix.
I use my Vitamix every day. I work out, and then
smoothies.
I make a giant smoothie, 5-6 cups of kale.
Awesome.
And I make a huge, but I also make soup in there. I make date paste. I make all kinds of things with my Vitamix.
Yes.
I can't live without it.
Yes, I think I'm the same way. You know, I was telling somebody earlier that I have an Instant Pot, right? But I don't really use it that much. I feel like, I use my air fryer. But I don't use that, but I use my Vitamix all the time.
Every single day.
Yeah.
I agree.
So cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Wendy. Thanks, everyone.
All right. I'm here with Chef Andrea. And we want to know, inquiring minds want to know, what do you have as staples in your kitchen that you cannot live without for a whole food plant-based lifestyle?
Okay. Well, obviously, you've got your fruits and your vegetables. But in my cabinets, I tend to have a lot of beans, assorted beans, legumes, nuts, seeds. And then in my refrigerator, I always have a plant-based milk.
Like what? Cashew, oat,
well, my favorite,
almond.
So pretty much all the above, because everybody in the family favors a different nut milk. So my favorite is oat. Tom, my husband, tends to like unsweetened almond. And then, I don't know, Ashley and Troy, they'll do almond or soy. So we have them all in our refrigerator.
And what about go-to spices? Like what is a must there?
Okay, so I love smoked paprika. Mm. So if you're a paprika lover, you should try the smoked. It adds a nice added flavor. Another one, cumin is always good, very nice. Herbs, I love cilantro. And then also in my refrigerator, I have to add, besides the nut milks, is we always have like a fruit paste or a date paste in our refrigerator. I keep them in little mason jars. I'll make some, like a small batch, and then I will have it in the fridge for like 2 weeks.
And what do you make dressings with it? You make, what's
so
your main
I'll
thing?
So I'll add it
desserts?
To anything to make it a bit sweeter. So I'll put it in a salad dressing. I will put it in oatmeal in the morning. Mm. Trying to think what else. Really, like whatever you can think that you need, that you want sweetened.
Yeah.
It's a great substitute for sugar. Of course, then there's also sweet alternatives like, maple syrup. But anyways, I always have date paste in the refrigerator. And then the other thing I always have is cashew cream.
Mm-hmm.
Cashew cream is a great thing to make and just keep
and you
in
can
your
freeze
refrigerator.
It.
Exactly.
You can freeze it, yeah.
Yep. I keep it in the refrigerator for a while. We use it all the time. Yeah. I'll use it to thicken a gravy or any kind of a dish I'm making. So that's a great one to have on hand as well.
Okay, last question.
Yes.
What is your go-to like kitchen utensil or
appliance.
Pan or appliance, like what's your thing that you can't live without?
Can't live without a Vitamix.
I knew you were gonna say that.
We use a Vitamix multiple times a day, starting with breakfast with smoothies.
It's worth the investment.
Yes, so. For sure. And we have had ours for years and years and years, and we have multiple.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm here with my buddy, Dr. Jim Loomis, and I don't know, inquiring minds wanna know, like what's been on your heart lately? What have you been teaching? I know it's a lot, But by the way, if you don't know Dr. Jim Loomis, he's with Doc and Chef. You got to go check him out on YouTube. But anyway, what are you teaching these days?
Well, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, as you know, I have my medical practice.
Yes.
And I enjoy educating patients on the health benefits of a healthy lifestyle and a whole food plant-based diet.
Right.
So that keeps me busy. That's my one. That's my first full-time job. The Doc and Chef is keeping me really busy.
That's like another full-time job.
That is. That's right. In fact, we're headed to
Romania
and Moldova in a couple of days, where we're presenting in a
lifestyle
medicine
conference.
I've already
got my bags packed.
Yeah, there we go. We've got a whole lineup of veg fests and other events later this summer, Rochester, New York, and Syracuse, New York, and Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and Asheville, and you know, all over.
Love it.
Sonoma Valley Veg Fest.
Yeah.
So Albuquerque. Cool. So really busy, and then working on developing some educational materials, some courses and booklets and things for people. So it's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's good.
It is good. You know, when your job becomes what you love, it's not a job anymore. Right, exactly.
That's where I feel like
I'm at in my own personal life. You know, the Japanese concept of ikigai, right?
Yeah.
Those things you love, what you're good at, what you can get paid for, and what the world needs, and mm-hmm. getting into the middle of that, which I feel like very few people really have the pleasure. I'm sure you do. You're there.
Yeah.
But very few people can truly get into that middle, and that's where I feel like I'm at, and I love it.
That's beautiful. And so when you're working with your patients and when you're educating them and teaching and training and doing all that you do, I mean, what's kind of been a focus point in this season of what you're teaching, medically speaking?
Well, so, you know, unfortunately, I think the number one problem I see in my medical practice is insulin resistance, you know,
right.
type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, fatty liver. And so really helping patients focus on that, because those really are foodborne illnesses, right?
It is, yeah.
And you know, I would even argue that things like type 2 diabetes aren't even chronic diseases.
Right.
That they're normal physiologic responses to abnormal behaviors. And helping people really understand that you know, because that's not what they've gotten in the past from the medical community.
Right, it's take a pill.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so really helping people fundamentally understand that. And then what's so rewarding though is, you know, you see someone who comes in and their hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of how well their sugar is controlled, you know, is 12 or 13, which is terrible. And they come back in 6 months and it's down almost, it's normal.
Normal.
And that's crazy, right?
Their food and exercise.
Exactly,
and
that's exactly
yeah.
right. So
yeah.
that's incredibly rewarding to me to see those kind of success stories.
Yes.
Not everyone can get there, but you know, it's a process and I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Well, cool. Well, I'm gonna just ask you a couple personal questions
okay.
because since you're doing Doc and Chef,
yep.
I know you're big about cooking.
Yes.
And so what are your like staples that you have in the kitchen that you cannot live without?
Well, so I'm really busy, as you can tell.
Traveling
right?
a little bit.
So what I love to do on Sunday is I'll put 3 or 4 sweet potatoes in the Instant Pot. And I'll use that the rest of the week to make meals.
Oh.
So I'll do like a black beans, broccoli. I make a
as a binder.
Yeah, yeah. I steam them.
Okay.
And then I just it's like a baked potato, baked sweet potato.
I was thinking binder for like a black bean burger.
No. This is just I take the sweet potato. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
Black beans. I put in some broccoli. I'll put in. I make a really tasty cashew chipotle crema that I just keep in the refrigerator and drizzle
that
on there.
We need that recipe.
So that's one of my things. I love beans. I have I belong to the Rancho Gordo Bean Club, which
what?
Is a they grow heirloom beans and it's unbelievable.
Really?
And so every once a quarter they sent me a box of beans and
okay,
so
that's
I'll
cool.
make my black beans they're fresh in the Instant Pot.
I might be a member soon.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
So those are, you know, that's it. I try to batch cook on Sunday and I'll usually make a bean and then something like the potato and then just eat off of that the rest of the week. And there's a lot of variations for that.
Sure. And what about your favorite go-to appliance?
I use the Instant Pot a lot.
See, I have mine and I don't use it as much as I
should.
Yeah,
I use it a lot. I love my
air fryer. Okay.
Right? I love
okay.
my air fryer.
Right.
But Instant Pot probably is the thing I use the most.
Cool.
I've got a new dehydrator I need to start playing with.
Ooh, that's
you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. So like I've made in the past like banana chips or apple chips.
Yeah.
Incredibly healthy, no oil, nice and crisp. You know, so
yeah.
Kale chips,
it.
Those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
All right.
Blessings.
Sounds good. All right. Bye.
All right. I am here with Chef Karen Dugan and we are in an Uber. Why are we in an Uber? Because relaxing.
Because we worked all damn day, all damn week. And now, I know she hates it when I say that, but it's okay.
We went and got a mani and pedi.
Yeah, we did. We worked all week. We worked very hard all
week.
And we're both on to other destinations.
Yes. So we needed to get a mani and pedi. But the reason I'm bringing you on here right now is because this is an episode for the podcast. And I really wanted to find out, because you've been on the show before, but inquiring minds want to know, like, what does Chef Karen Dugan have in her, you know, her kitchen that she cannot live without? Like, what's kind of your staple?
What can I not live without?
Yeah. Cook with, and also, like, appliance-wise.
Okay, so I used to say Vitamix, but I'm going to say Nutribullet.
Oh.
Because it's good for smaller things, too, for, like, dressings, okay? So... Mm-hmm. Definitely a one, but I will say the Nutribullet, but the higher end one, because that'll puree the cashews for like a cashew cream.
Sure. Yeah. Does that mean like if you haven't soaked them?
That if you haven't soaked them, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And then also I love the microplane.
The what?
Microplane.
I don't even know what the microplane is.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
So like, when I take the ginger.
The zester. That's what I call it.
Oh, a zester, it's actually called a microplane.
Oh, I use mine all the time for lemon zest. Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's a great zesting tool, but if you look at the handle, it says microplane.
I did not know that. Yes. See, I learned something new today. But no, man, it really brings that pop of flavor when you zest things, right?
Yep.
When you microplane things.
So the microplane is used for zesting, if you will.
Okay.
Great for, yes, you're right. But then also what I've been doing in the morning.
To keep the camera steady.
Something that I think that you'll approve of, and I've actually thought of you. I'm a big coffee drinker in the morning.
Oh.
Lately. Because we know
that you thought of me because I don't drink coffee I don't drink coffee.
But you drink tea, right? So this is, I'm getting there.
All right, okay. Karen. Okay.
I do not like green tea because it tastes like dirt. However, a great way to get your green tea in, which is what I've learned, is you microplane or zest fresh ginger, squeeze a little lemon, about a teaspoon or so of ACV, apple cider vinegar. Mix that all together with just a little bit of maybe honey or date paste. Mix, a little hot water, mix. Then put your green tea in it.
Ooh, that sounds actually really lovely. What is going on? What is this reflection?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully people are listening more than watching. But that sounds really, really good.
It's a great way to get your tea in if you think that tea tastes like dirt,
because it does.
But not my way.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. All right. What's kind of your favorite go-to meal? Like when you're in a pinch, you want to make something quick and easy, and yet it's healthy and whole food plant-based.
Typically, I know it's boring, but probably a wrap.
Oh yeah. That's
good. Because sometimes I'll have greens or microgreens. I'll have some. Always hummus, right?
Yes, hummus. Yeah.
And I usually have some kind of wrap or some pita around. And I'll just use my kitchen as a salad bar and just see what's around. Stuff it all into a pita or around a wrap or in a wrap.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
That's a great idea. Or, I mean, I'll do a lot of like just stir fries. Like I'm kind of the stir fry queen. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever's in the fridge, just throw it in the pan.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Kitchen sink that thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything in particular, last question, that kind of has been on your mind lately? With the whole food plant-based space, or maybe in the medical space, because you know you've got Doc and Chef, and you've got Dr. Jim Loomis always by your side. So is there something that's kind of a hot topic that you want to kind of bring up?
So the growing trend, I hate to use the word trend, but whatever, is lifestyle medicine. And now that it's a true boarded practice, physicians, healthcare providers actually have to sit for their 2-day boards, just like you would if you wanted to be an oncologist or a family medicine practitioner or whatever, other practice.
Right.
Lifestyle medicine is there. It's a growing field. And I think you're going to start to see a lot more of that. So if you're looking for a lifestyle medicine practitioner, I would encourage everybody to have one in their back pocket. Telehealth is a great way to do it. You don't have to go see them. There's a lot of resources around. Plant-based docs is a good one.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any money for that. But do look out for lifestyle medicine healthcare practitioners because they are board certified.
Yep, and they're becoming more and more readily.
And yes, actually, our company, the Doc and Chef.
Yeah.
We've written a lifestyle medicine book.
And I just saw it. Looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we are serializing it right now. So there's 6 pillars of lifestyle medicine, and we are putting out little booklets, kind of taking our big book.
Yeah.
And dividing it into 6 pillars, and those 6 pillars are coming out in separate booklets over the course of the next year and a half. So watch for them.
Beautiful. Love it. And how can they find you?
TheDocAndChef.com.
All right. There you go. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, Wendy.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.